Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
I live in a world where any day could be your last, but it's cash, and man's a bust of lead and leave you dead. In the ghetto, no one cares, every man's for himself. They don't care about your health, only concerned with your wealth.
Blog Talk Radio.
I live in a world where any day could be your last, but it's cash, and man's a bust of lead and leave you dead. In the ghetto, no one cares, every man's for themselves. They don't care about your health, only concerned with your wealth. Cops harass us for no reason. Dudes carrying heat in all four seasons. Most dudes are smart enough to enroll a Harvard, but they get caught up in the streets and wind up in Spofford. See addicts with needles in their veins, some hustling just to get a little fame. These dudes getting ran out the block while they hustling the rocks. They be the first ones to run to the cops, and we hold the grudge for the jugs, cause he don't care if your life is full of clean or dirty years. And the system's cracking down, cause even first time felons is getting hit with like 30 years.
Days are shorter, nights are colder.
Every day is a struggle, along with the pain. Even if the sun is shining, we still feel the rain. A drug dealer got a lot to lose, nothing to gain. Either confined or found in a building slain. That's how these streets breed you, no one to teach you. In my hood, a pistol in your face is how we greet you. Never personal, that's how it is. You gotta be on point, never sleep, or you'll be 6 feet deep. It's horrific that we live like this in NYC. Wish there was a place to go where I could feel free. If you win the game, you can't break the contract. You gotta bang out like Puff Shell P, there's no way out. High school graduation is our anticipation. Some don't make it through the street life situations. And growing up is hard in the housing authority. In every ghetto, money is a top priority.
Days are shorter, nights are colder.
It's a blessing to be present on this planet. Pops left me to roam alone, don't understand it. Never take nothing for granted, cause that's when it's removed permanently out of your life. And you can't get it back no matter how hard you try. And these streets will get you killed in the blink of an eye. Fake friends and your face always grinning. Watch out for snakes cause they spitting deadly venom. It's a hazard to let your chain hang. For that, dudes won't hesitate to let your brain hang. That's why I move in these streets in silence. Don't promote violence, but I will deal with it accordingly. If it swings in my direction, then I'm forced to go ahead and use my protection. And this is real talk, I'm from the city of New York, a place that's not safe for the president to walk,
Days are shorter, nights are colder. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over, these snakes strike like a cobra. Days are shorter, nights are colder.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ravenda with Mingle Zone Network Radio, bringing you another great evening of music and talent. And, of course, you will be here listening to a wonderful group of guys who are just the best music I've ever heard, and I guess in a couple of years. Jatan is going to be here with us today. I'm very excited, as you guys saw, that they were featured on the front page of Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, this is our first time getting somebody featured because they give us a hard time about it. But we're happy to have them in today. And we're going to go ahead and start our show off with introducing our special guest, Jatan. I have you on the line. Did you want to call in and just introduce yourself and say out your names?
Hey, what's up? This is Jamie. What's up? This is Pete.
Hi.
What's up? I'm Jake.
Hey, I'm Simone.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good.
We are so happy to have you on the show, and I've been posting your music here and there, so I'm sure there's a lot of people that are listening in. I'm not sure if you guys are in our chat room as well, because in the chat room you can actually interact with the other listeners that have signed in on the chat. We got a bunch of people in the room right now. So hello, everybody in the chat room. Looks like they gave us a new chat, too. So I had a lot of questions to ask you, but the first thing I want to do is let people know why I have you on the show. And I'm going to play back one of your songs. And when we come back, I want you guys to just give us some conversation about, you know, how you got started in your group and how you make this beautiful music. So let me go play one of my favorites. It's called Yes. And everybody just sit back and relax because this is going to be something very special. Wow, that was so fabulous. And now everybody knows why I love you guys so much. That was beautiful. I love that song. Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome to Mingle Zone Network Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We are packed in here tonight.
Yeah.
We got ourselves an online concert. I got like five people on the line that I can actually see trying to call in, but hopefully your callers understand. We got to talk to you guys first. And we have a chat room that says hi, guys.
What's up, chat room? We're logged into the chat room, so we'll be chatting. When you play our music or something, we'll just be, you know, interacting with the people in the chat room also.
That is cool. I'm sure they appreciate that. So my first question to you guys is, how exactly did you get together as a group?
Well, we actually grew up together. It was something that kind of just happened. We all come from musical backgrounds. We all love music. And in school, we just, like, from doing talent shows and stuff, we were friends. And then we ended up just deciding to do it together one year. And ever since we did, you know, we've been together ever since. Like, we loved it so much.
Wow. And what a match you made together. You couldn't have made a better decision. So now, my next question is, now, before you got together as a group, were you actually performing as a solo artist anywhere? Or, you know, did you have plans on doing anything in a solo before you decided to become a group?
Not really. Like, this is Jake. Me, I was planning on playing soccer or playing sports. I was planning on, you know, having, like, a career in something else. I didn't plan on singing at all. It was always in my family, so, you know, me and my brother, Jamie, it was in our family. Our father, he's our vocal coach, so we kind of, like, just fell into it. And we ended up doing talent shows and realized the talent that we had, so we were like, we got to take this further.
Wow. So now when you did get together, how did you perfect that harmony that you have with each other? Because I know it's got to be hard trying to just, you know, work each other's voices together, especially as young men. You know, you go through a lot of vocal changes. How were you able to perfect your, you know, your harmony? Because you have such wonderful harmony.
What's crazy about that is that when we first started, I don't think, I know most of us in the group didn't realize what we really sounded like. And as we grew together as a group, we've been together for over 10 years as far as group goes, but we've known each other longer than that. But the more and more that we stay together, the more and more we just know each other's voices now that we sing. Like, it's like almost a second thought. It's like second nature for us to do it. And we just hear each other and just adjust. And I know it's a weird thing to say, but that's just how natural it is for us now.
Yeah, you can just say that we've been together and we know each other's voices.
We've been blessed, like, to have the way we fit. We've never had to struggle with harmonies. I mean, of course, when you start getting more technical with harmony, you know, you got to work it out. But we've never had to struggle. There's always been that blend there that we had naturally.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Harmony was, like, one of the easiest things that came for us as a group.
Right.
Because we all had ears. When we all, like, this is Jamie. I played instruments since I was, you know, in second grade. So we all had, like, some musical ears, and we could put the harmonies together, and that was one of the things that our dad, our vocal coach, that was one of the things that he noticed about us right off the bat, was that we just had a natural blend together. And, you know, then working with him and him helping us out with more training, more ear training and theory and stuff like that, that just helped us hone our harmony skills.
And a big thing that I'm going to tell all artists, he made us go back and really, really research where what we wanted to sing, this music we wanted to sing came from, R&B, blues, you know, jazz. We went back and we learned, and we studied the greats.
Yeah.
And even more to that, even now, we still yell at each other, not yell, but we tell each other in practice, blend, blend. It's something that we stress a lot, and you can never be satisfied with where you're at. You can always get better, even with something that we think comes naturally. We want it to be the best at all times.
Wow, that is so great, because when you already start off wanting to be the best, that's where your spirit's going to come in there and just, like, help you along, because you're going to, you know, kind of be in sync with each other naturally because you all have the same goals. And that is such a great thing. And there's, you know, hasn't been that many successful groups that can reach that and stay together so long. You guys have been together for a long time. It's almost like, you know, you couldn't be disconnected from each other, you know, for any reason. So now, how has your journey been since you started, you know, bringing your music out to the public?
We actually started CD. We put it out about 6 years ago. That was the first time we really started pushing our music to the public.
2003.
And
it's been a long time.
And the CD was called It's Been a Long Time. You know, a lot of people in the Philly, Jersey area have that CD. But
it's our best work.
You know, it was a learning process, but it definitely, I think it was one of the most instrumental things that happened to us, because it taught us so much about the music industry, about ourselves. It brought out so many different things in the group that we didn't even know were there, just going out and trying to sell our music to people, going to malls and stopping people and dealing with rejection and having to sell yourself, having to sell your music to people and convince them basically that it's good, you know?
I know, because it can be hard, because there's so many artists out there, and, you know, people are pretty picky at times, and then some people just like anything. So you want to get really, you know, understanding people who will give, you know, an opportunity to you to listen to your music. Now, when I first heard of you guys, I heard of you from my daughter, Alexis, because she knew you, and she had your CD, and she loved it. Your first one, and then she let me listen to it. I thought, oh, those guys are so talented. Oh, my God. And then, like, when I moved, I hadn't heard from you for a while, and then I happened to see you on MySpace, and I said, oh, moving on up. And then I've just been, like, a diehard fan ever since.
Okay,
thank
that's
you.
What's up.
Shout out to Alexis.
Yeah.
Now, other than your family roots, you know, and your dad, who was it, you know, out of, like, say, other artists that inspired you to actually just, you know, be in music? Because it's got to be somebody out there that you really kind of modeled after a little bit.
I think it's just music in general, like just having a love for music, all different kinds of music, growing up, listening to different things. That was one of the things that always made me want to, you know, like when you hear a song that you like, you want to sing it. When you hear a song that you like, you want to play it. You want to learn. You want to be able to do that. You know what I mean? And
we grew up in a household. My father always had this saying, like, to be a true musician, you got to love all kinds of music. You got to listen to all kinds of music. So we grew up listening to everything, from rock to jazz to pop music. We listened to everything. And so, like, and then we have Spanish, too, so we listen to salsa, we listen to a lot of Latin music, reggae. So it's such a big genre of music, so many different artists that influence us that we can't just pinpoint one.
Well, I can certainly understand that. And your dad did teach you the right thing, and you do have to understand music as a whole, you know, every genre there is out there, because there's always a little flavor that you can bring from each one for your own creation, and I think you guys do such a wonderful job at, you know, pulling all that in. Now, do you have any favorite groups that you listened to while you were growing up?
Yeah, we listen to everybody.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Groups, I mean, we listen to Jodeci, 112, Shy.
One of our favorites is a group called Enchantment.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, they're... A lot of people out there don't know who they are, but they were big in the 70s, and
I remember them. My mother played it for me a lot. Now, how many of you play instruments?
We all play a little bit. We all have studied music, so we all know music enough to play a little bit, but some play more than others.
That's good, because so you can connect to, you know, the actual tool that's creating that music as well. That's good. That's a very good thing. So now, you've been out performing, and you've been in a lot of different places. Can you kind of give us an idea of where you've been traveling to, you know, across the country as far as your shows?
We've been on a couple of tours now ever since, I'd say, like 2005.
Yeah.
And we've been all across the country from L.A. to Vegas all the way up here to New York. And the only places we haven't been is probably like the Northwest or the Southwest. But other than that, we've been in every major market. We've been on Latin tours, R&B tours, hip-hop tours. And, I mean,
we love traveling.
Yeah.
Old school tours.
Yeah.
We've been on a lot of different ones. But it's been good. Yeah, we love traveling. We love going to different areas, and we love
eating the food.
Yeah, trying different foods from different areas. That's one of the things that we live for.
So when you are performing in front of thousands of people, what kind of feeling do you get from that?
It's a great feeling.
That's what
it depends on if they like you or not. No, it's... Every time we perform in front of a big crowd, it's been really good. So
it's a blessing.
When we perform in front of people, we always try to bring them, you know, what Jatan is and what we represent. So, I mean, we want them to feel where we're coming from with our music. That's the biggest thing while we're on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to play another song, and... when we come back, we're going to start taking some questions from some of the callers who are patiently waiting. And before we start with one of your songs from your upcoming CD, we're going to go ahead and play Is It Love? And then we'll talk to a few callers. We got a bunch of people. We got like, let me see, 6 people on the line. And that's just as many as I can see right now. So
okay.
Just be patient.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, such a beautiful song. So I have a caller waiting patiently. I'm going to bring that caller in and ask a couple questions, and then I have some more of my own. So let me bring in caller number two. Let's see. Hey, caller number two from the area code 450. How are you tonight? You're here with Chetan and Ravenda from Mingle Zone Network Radio. What questions do you have for our guest today?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you give us your name?
Yeah, this is Jessica from Montreal, actually.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
How are you guys?
We're good.
How are you?
Actually, I'm at work right now, and I just saw the post on Facebook that you guys are going to be online on the radio. So
cool.
I just wanted to say you guys make great music. I wish you luck and continue, and you have to come to Montreal.
We are looking forward to it. We want to come out there. So.
And call me, and you know what? I'll bring you to best place, and you know what? Continue.
Take us somewhere good to eat.
Yeah, sure. I know in the Chinatown, there's the best restaurant.
Okay. Like dim sum.
All right. So that's it. I didn't have any question. It was just to say hi and good job.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That was one caller. All right, let's pull in another caller. We have someone from area code 305. Let me cut that caller. Hi, caller number two in area code 305. How you doing tonight? Hello?
I'm on Miami.
Yeah, I guess. Somebody in Miami need to put the phone down and go grab something to eat. All right, we'll bring in somebody else. Caller number three in area code 614. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine, thank you. Oh, my goodness. This is Miss Tasha. I'm in the chat room as well.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going, Tasha?
Oh, my goodness. I'm really good. I'm just excited. Oh, my goodness. Oh, shit, I feel like crying. Oh, sorry.
Well, don't cry.
Yeah.
Did you have a question for the boy?
Oh, my question, I've already asked whether they're going to come to Australia or not. And they want to, but I really hope you do. Oh, my God, if you do, please look me up. I would just love to show you everything.
Okay, we definitely will. We're working on it. What part?
Oh my God.
What part of Australia are you in?
I'm in a city called Perth. I'm on the west coast.
Oh, we know where that is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, someone that knows where we are. Everyone's like, oh, Sydney and Melbourne. And it's like, no, I'm on the other side. Yeah.
We can't wait to come out there. Yeah, we got a few people in Perth, so hopefully we can get out there soon and do a nice big show for y'all.
Oh, wow, that would be awesome. I would definitely be there. I'll be there front row. But if not, then I'm coming over to the U.S. in October anyway, so I'll just have to find you.
You might just have to do a show just for me or something.
I'm playing.
Well, you're hanging out in the chat room with us, Sasha?
Yes.
All right. Well, you just keep on listening, girl, because we're going to play another song. We're going to talk some more and talk about the upcoming CD, Love Changes Things. And I'm going to catch the next caller. And that caller is in the 856 area.
Uh-oh, hometown.
Hello, caller in the 856 area. Say hi.
Hi.
Wow. Hello. Guess they dropped off. Huh? What's up with Jersey?
Jersey.
All right. Let's see. Well, we got somebody in Philly here.
Oh, okay.
Who could this be at 610? Hello, caller in area code 610. How you doing tonight? Hello. What is going on? These people get impatient. All right. Let me see. We got to get somebody. All right. It's a whole bunch of people. I still got six more people on here.
Wow.
Like, oh, wow. All right, just one more. We got one more. Hey, 405 Erico, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hey, I'm Kesa. I think you guys might know me better as KK or your Indian princess.
Oh, wow. You finally hear your voice.
I know, it's crazy. It's been a long time.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was like, I guess I was on Facebook and I saw Jake's little thing and I was like, oh no, I hope I didn't miss it.
You're right in time.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
A true supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Do what?
You're a true supporter.
I know. I do it again. I've been telling everybody about your album coming out. I'm like, go buy two.
So did you have a question for guys today?
Not really. I just wanted to say hi. I've been talking to them online and stuff, and we haven't got to, like, talk and hear each other's voices, so.
You should hang out in our chat room because they're in the chat room too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun. Do what?
We're in there chatting with everybody in the chat room.
There's four of us so we can multitask.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be going to law school here pretty soon in Jersey, so.
Yeah? Where at?
It'll be fun. Yeah. I'm not for sure what the school is called. I'll have to look it up and get back to you guys.
Wow, that's a good business.
Come on, Casey.
Well, congratulations on that. I mean, you always got to get your education, and you picked the right choice.
Yeah, and I want to be a hostage negotiator, so got to get that law in.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, well I'll let you guys go. I just wanted to say hi.
All right, it's good to hear your voice.
Thanks for calling in.
Hi, guys.
All right, girl.
Alrighty, so yeah, we got one more person in 772. Hello, area code 772, caller number 2. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, who's this?
What's your name?
Carlene.
Carlene, where are you from, Carlene?
Well, I live in Florida now, but I'm from Camden, New Jersey.
Oh, Kansas.
That was good.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing? Y'all great. Y'all music is hot. I mean, y'all style. And y'all sexy as hell. Let me tell y'all need to come to Florida.
Thank you. So what part of Florida are you in right now?
I'm in Fort Pierce.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, but y'all need to come down here, you know, and let them know what's popping because it's whack as hell out here. Hands and dogs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll be down there soon.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope to see y'all down here. I saw y'all around and everything.
Yeah, remember, the album comes out June 30th, so.
Oh, I'm going to cop that, best believe. I ain't going to burn it like everybody else. I'm going to buy more than one.
We appreciate that. Everything our
album. All right, yeah. Huh?
I said no pirating our album.
Oh, hey, no. Mm-mm. I ain't got no problem with spending money.
Ooh.
All right, well, y'all take care. Keep up the good work. You know, keep doing y'all and just be easy and God bless y'all, okay?
God bless you too. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
All right, guys, so let's talk about the new album.
Okay.
And you had a lot of time to work on it, so, and I know it's really going to be great because when you spend so much time and you're so passionate about it, it's always your best work. So tell us about the upcoming album.
Say that again.
Tell us about your upcoming album.
Well,
it's called Love Changes Things.
Love Changes Things. And why is it called Love Changes Things, guys?
Now, this album is basically, it was something that we've been working on for a while because we were busy doing other things, and in the midst we would be working on music, and we wanted to, this next album, we really wanted it to represent who we were as a group and things that we have learned, and we've come a long way, and one of the things that we really have learned is doing things out of, doing things with love and like treating people with respect and love and things like that.
Everything we've gotten on this journey has been like, we realize that you just got to treat people right. Like, despite if they, you know, they're going to stab you in the back, I mean, you got to kind of still treat them good. And it's crazy, but you end up on top at the end. And we've learned that, and we've seen it firsthand, that no matter what, you just treat people the right way. And, you know, love changes the situation. And we've learned that firsthand, so we got it. That's, like, what the album is about. Every song on this album has something to do with how love changes things. And what we've learned through this journey in this music industry.
Wow. So now, the album comes out on June 30th. Tell us about the one song that is the most important to you right now on that Get At Me. What did you do to come up with that one?
The single we're pushing right now is called Get At Me. It's an up-tempo song, but at the same time, it has a message also. It's not like your typical pop song that you might hear on the radio. It's talking about having a real person in your life that treats you with that love and that respect, that if anyone's searching for that, if any girl's searching for that, you know, come and get at us. And that's a message that a lot of guys should adhere to and should help spread.
Well, I mean, we're trying to raise it. Take the standard up a little bit, you know, with, like, men and also with women. We're tired of seeing women walking around looking mad all the time because they lost hope. You know, there's so many women around that got a chip on their shoulder because they lost hope in what, you know, they grew up to believe a man was supposed to be, and they've been through so many bad relationships that they just walk around with attitude. So we're just, this song is really just trying to show people, you know, that there are still real men out there. And
you can look at us as an example, basically.
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and play that song for everybody to hear. And I'm sure they're going to love it like I do. So here is Get At Me, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really, really like that one. That's the best song of this kick off this new album. I cannot wait for it to come out. And since you guys are multitasking and you're in the chat room for the chat guests, if you could just, you know, put in where they, people can find your album. And, of course, you got your MySpace address in there. And if you can tell us on the phone exactly, you know, where we can find everything about you too.
Okay. Yeah, they can definitely find everything out on the MySpace. The song, the album's going to be available anywhere you can think of online. iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon, all the
Zoom.
Yeah, anywhere you would go to get music, Yahoo Music, whatever. You can get the music off. You can get the whole album off of there. And you know, just stay tuned because we're gonna keep, you know, adding new music and giving people more to listen out for.
Okay, and for those that aren't in the chat room, you can go to www.myspace.com/Jutaun, J-U-T-A-U-N, and you can find out all the information you need on there. Really cool MySpace page. I mean, I love how it's all graphic and you see you guys, you have really professional pictures, you know, because I've seen a lot of MySpace pages, and as a promoter for, you know, people that are online trying to get their music out there, it's kind of hard for me to, you know, really get past a half-naked people and a lot of extra graphic stuff on the website. You know, it's not really saying much about the artist. You know, it's not telling me who this artist is, you know, the things that I want to know. And you guys, you're just like, your whole personality just comes jumping out on your page. So everybody ought to just go over there and just, like, sign up, you know, be added as a friend, just continue to communicate. That's how you're going to find out where to get all their music. Now, I had a couple more questions to ask you, and so you did give us the concept of, you know, how you created Love Changes Things. Are you writing all the music that is on that album?
Yes. Wrote and produced every song on there.
Wow, cool. And you guys are so talented. You're actually writing too. There's a lot of artists out now. They're not writing their own music. They're getting it from, you know, other people. And I think it's important, if you want to be successful, you should write your own or learn how to write a song, because you're not going to feel it as much if it's coming from somebody else's mind, you know. I could tell that you guys are doing your own thing, because when you perform, it's so passionate. So you guys are, like, just so great. Now, do you have any shows coming up, you know, any local shows or national shows that you want to tell us about?
Well, we're actually going to be doing a couple shows, not locally, but we got one on May 29th. It's Girls Night Out, Girlfriends Night Out, and that the first one is in Atlanta
at the Westin.
At the Westin Hotel, and then the next one is the 30th in Houston. It's the same show.
If you want to find out more about the show, the address is girlfriendsnightout.info.
Yeah.
Okay. So you probably want to put that in the chat room too while you're in there. And anybody that's in those areas, because we're probably going to have a whole lot of people. And then I'll also get that from you and post that on MingleZone Network, which is at www.minglezonenetwork.ning.com. And also my MySpace page, www.myspace.com/MingleZoneNetworkPromo. I'll be updating more information about our guests on there, and that way if you can't get on their page, because it's probably going to get crowded, or if you happen to see me first, then you'll be able to find that information too. So now I want to go a little ways back in time a little bit, because there's a show that a lot of people, and in fact I've been watching since they, you know, first put Michael Jackson on there, but MTV had a show called, I guess it was Top Pop.
Top Pop Group.
And
yeah.
And you guys were awarded the MTV's Top Pop Group. When was that, and how was that experience? It had to be wonderful.
Well, we were actually the top two. We were in the top two. We didn't actually get the top spot. We were in the top two. But it was a good experience all in all. It was fun. We were out in L.A. for a few months. So we got to just, you know, go out there and just completely work on music the whole time. And it was something that challenged us because we never really worked with choreographers before and, like, doing the whole pop music vein. We never really did that. So this was something that kind of pushed us to do something new, a new challenge. And we wanted to see how we could do it and if we could really pull it off, and it was good.
So did you meet a lot of people when you were there, you know, part of the industry of MTV? Because I know they probably had a whole lot of folks over there.
Well, they actually kept us pretty sheltered. We were like, sequestered. They kept us in, so we couldn't really talk to anybody, really. We had a strict schedule all day. So we worked with choreographers, worked with our vocal coaches, we worked out, and we worked on music, and we did that for a month straight. And we met everybody from the show, but besides that, we were pretty much keeping to ourselves.
We were forced.
Wow.
I remember.
That sounds like too much fun.
They brought in Rick Steiner, who was the music director for American Idol, and he came in and listened to us sing, and he liked the way we sounded, so that was a nice little compliment.
Oh, that's good. Now, have you met any other industry people along, you know, your journey with your tours and things that you've been doing? Have you met any really significant industry people?
We meet people all the time.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
You run into everybody.
From being in the industry, I mean, you realize how small of a world it is, really, because you run into people from all over, and everyone knows everybody, and it's just like a really tight-knit community. But
yeah, we remember one time we went to Virginia, and we met these producers, and they're like, hey, we want to work with you guys, and they started showing us this music, and we're like, who's this? They're like, some guy named Chris Brown. He's about to be signed. He's going to be the next big thing. And we're like, oh, yeah? And we didn't know who he was, so we actually got his music before anybody.
Yeah.
And then we went on a tour with BET, and we did a show with Chris Brown before he came out. So, but that's like, we meet a lot of people going through this. You meet people coming up, you see them, and it's crazy. But we also met a lot of record execs, everybody in the industry.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of people that I, you know, passed the word on just to let them know that you're going to be on the show. So hopefully they're listening in. And, you know, nobody ever puts their real name on the chat room. So who knows who's there? Hopefully we got some really important people listening that want to, you know, put you guys to the next level. And I'll be happy to see that happen, especially coming from here. So
You can cop the album June 30th, baby. Because
they know the album's coming out. They can go get it.
That's right. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, because everybody else is going to know about it, right?
Yep, that's right.
So now, how many songs do you have on your upcoming album?
We have 12 songs to be on this album, and, you know, who knows what the future will hold. There might be some surprises and bonuses, but, yeah, there's 12 songs on the album that's coming out.
Officially 12 right now.
Now, we have, like, you know, smaller groups that are probably trying to come out. Then we have the folks who try out for P. Diddy's show, you know, making it a band. Do you feel like there's any kind of real competition out there for you as far as, you know, the other groups out there performing?
We don't really look at it like that. We do this for the music, so... You know, we don't consider people competition. We just
make sure we learn from everybody, whether they do bad or good. We know what to do and what not to do. Even when we're on tour or when we see people on TV doing live shows,
we're always trying to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you answered that, because that was like a trick question. But I'm glad that you're open-minded and that, you know, you're able to connect as far as, you know, getting into the music world the way it is now, because there are a lot of people out there that are, you know, really not that friendly, and then there are some that, you know, are just trying to work hard just like you are. So, you know, as long as you meet up with the right people, you shouldn't have any problems. Now, do you ever, you know, have any moments where maybe, you know, you guys are not getting along with each other? Do you ever have those kind of experiences?
I mean, we're brothers. We bicker all the time, but at the end of the day,
we're around each other. People don't understand, and this is one of the things that was so funny on MTV when we were on the show. That one of the things that a lot of the other groups couldn't believe was how much we are around each other. Like,
we're so used to it that even being on the show is like everything we do together.
Yeah.
We would, like, we had our own apartments when we were on the show. We would go to each other's apartments and cook at each other's apartments and eat dinner every night together. We did laundry together. Like,
they made fun of us.
Yeah, they would make fun of us, you know, because we were always together.
Because people thought it was like an act, like, you guys cannot be together. But we're so used to it. We're together every single day. So it's like we're just used to, you know, us each leaning on each other. And, of course, when you're around each other that much, you know, there's little things that you argue about, you know, cleaning the dishes or taking out the trash, but it's never nothing serious.
I know, because, you know, as you get older, you know, you realize you bicker when you're younger, but as you get older, there's a whole nother level to bickering. So you're going to find some other things to fuss about. But as long as you love each other and you still be respectful to each other, you know, those are just things that you grow up with, and it's not, you know, any different than anybody else. Do you guys have any plans on doing anything further with your, you know, your career plans as far as, like, what other countries do you want to go to, you know, and what other things you want to do from this experience?
We want to travel the world.
Yeah. We'd go to Mars if we could.
Yeah. The way the music world is today, everything is worldwide. Everything is at the hit of a keystroke. I mean, you can see everything on the internet. So, like, even down to our deal.
Yeah.
It's digital, but it's worldwide. It's not just in the United States. So if you're in Australia, Japan, anywhere that's digital, you can get our album. So that's just the way we look at our future. We're going to be all over the world, and hopefully everybody is going to be along the ride with us.
Now, I wanted to know who of you is the one I keep hearing in those falsettos, and that voice just gets through. I'm going to play Yes again, just in case anybody just came in here kind of late, didn't hear it. But is that James?
Well, it's actually two different voices. We have a lot of different falsettos in the group, which is, you know, it's a funny thing because we're actually four tenors. But the first part of the song is me, which is Jamie, and then the second part of the song is Pete. So, you know, you never know. It could be anybody on the song. We switch it up a lot.
That's good. You know what? That's better than, like, on a basketball team, because, you know, on a basketball team, they only have one person that's the most important, and everybody else, you know, is like, who are those guys? So it's good that you are all a perfect blend, and, you know, that you match so well. And for those people who are, you know, kind of late coming in and didn't get to hear that song, I'm going to go ahead and play that again. And when we come back, we're going to have another caller asking a question to you guys and saying hi. And I'm going to play Yes for anybody who is just really loving the song like me.
Thank you.
That was so beautiful. Now, we have another caller in from a 772 area code. Nate, I have been just holding on and holding on, and we're going to just bring them in here and let them ask a question as well. And then we're going to take a very short promo break, and then when we come back, and we'll, you know, talk some more to you guys. So let me go ahead and put the caller on. Hello, caller in area code 772. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? Hello, caller. Area code 772. It's your last chance. I think these folks are like, I don't know how to work this thing. It is still new to a lot of people. So we're going to go ahead and drop the line with them, and we'll get more callers. So now you guys have, you know, a lot of things that are going on right now. Are you already working on, you know, like a tour for, you know, Love Changes Things? I mean, do you have something already planned for that?
We don't have a tour planned right now, but you know, we're looking at putting something together and working with, you know, the company that's distributing us and everything, and seeing if we can do something marketing-wise and, you know, to promote the album. But we're definitely, you know, we're booking shows and we're getting out there. We're going to be promoting the album. That's the most important thing. Go get the album. But, you know, the tour is going to come. We'll do a tour and we'll get people out at the shows and, you know, it'll be fun.
All right. So now, once again, the album is called Love Changes Things. Due out on June 30th, and anybody that is going to be picking that up can go and pick it up on any place that's selling music online, as well as the website at www.myspace.com/Jutaun, J-U-T-A-U-N, and I also will be promoting them on my website, myspace.com/MingleZoneNetwork. Promo, and you can find some links that will take you directly to their site as well. And what I'm going to do now is just ask you one last question. I know I was holding you up, so you probably have to go. Now, if you don't, you tell me. If you want to hang out with, you know, some more callers, but I don't want to keep you. You guys got a minute?
Yeah, we'll take some more callers. We want to talk.
Oh, cool. All right, now the people in the chat room. I know you guys are talking, but you don't be shy, because there's a whole lot of people in there. It's like 14 people in there, so I want you all to feel comfortable and just call in and talk to the guys. I mean, they're here to give you whatever information you want to know about them, and you know, I know you got some questions of your own. So everybody's talking about Twitter and things like that. So let me hear somebody give us a call in. And I see that 772 is trying again. So let me try to get that person, because I don't know why they're not coming through. Let me see. Here we go. Caller from area code 772, how you doing tonight? Hello? Hey, you want to push 1-7, and then you can get online if you can't hear us. Wow. I don't know what's going on with that person. They don't want to talk. I think they got scared.
772, where you at?
Stop crank yankering us.
Yeah, this is not a place for prank calls. We don't need none of that. So, all right, well, we got somebody else. Let's see. Hey, area code 614, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm good. It's Miss Tasha again. I was just listening to the show and my computer's messing up.
Aw. Well, you can call us
up. I'm sorry?
I said, at least you're going to call in and talk, and I see somebody else is trying to pop in, too. So let's have, like, a little group chat here.
Okay.
Hey, area code 772, did you make it in? Hello?
Yeah.
They're calling, but they're not saying anything. Don't be shy. I hear a lot of noise. Hey, call us, area code 772. Hey, now, I don't like hanging up on people, but I will drop it. All right. So, guys, tell me about a couple other songs that you have that will be coming out on a new album. You know, give us a taste of, you know, what else we got to look forward to.
I mean, every song on an album is a little different. So we got some songs that are a little poppy, a little rocky.
Rocky?
We got straight R&B songs. You know, there's a little bit of everything. Hip-hop.
Okay, so you got some hip-hop. Do you have any collaborations in there?
No collaboration.
No
collaboration.
All right.
Sometime in the future, but right now we just had to really put something out that's all the time.
Yeah, something to establish our identity.
And that's really important right now. I mean, you just have to make your mark right now because, I mean, you're reaching a large a large part of the world now, but we want to help you with expanding that. So my plan is, since some people probably couldn't make it to the show, maybe based on their schedules and things like that, what we're going to do is we're going to dedicate this week to you and play your music and play this show. We'll play it. It'll be recorded right now. It's being recorded. And we'll play it like every night from now until Sunday.
Wow.
And it'll be on this channel. And it'll be on another one of our affiliates, Empowerment Zone. And I'll put it on there on Saturday.
Okay.
And you guys are going to get some serious radio play on the internet.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate that so, so much.
So that's going to be like every night. So I can't wait because, I mean, I'm just going to throw it out there, you know, because everybody's going to be knowing about you. And they're like, oh, let's go listen to that. I'm going to take over the whole internet radio. So we have other people on the line right now. Everybody want to say hi?
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
It's your boy, Sadie J, man.
Hey, what's up, man? I see you on the chat.
Not much. You know, holding down for the males. Hey, Tasha. Hey, I'm definitely caught that album. That was pretty nice. I like good R&B music.
Thank you, man.
We appreciate that. June 30th.
I told you.
Hey,
Sadie, where are you from, Sadie?
I'm out in Texas right now.
Oh,
I'm in Dallas, Texas.
Okay, because we're going to be in Houston on the 30th.
I know. I saw y'all. They're saying that if I'm over there in Houston, I'll make sure I come check y'all out.
Okay, that's what's up.
Oh, well, you know, I'm gonna ask a tough question. Let's see. Probably most of the ladies out there want to know it, so I ask them for them. How many of y'all are single, and how many of y'all are not?
Oh, hell no.
Coming from a man, but...
Because they scared of, you know, they scared to ask, you know, so I ask them for them, so, you know, there you go.
Thanks, Eddie.
they ask them.
We're gonna just pick on that one.
No, ain't nobody married here, so that's all.
That's all I need to say, man. That's all I need to say.
Thank
there
y'all
you
for that.
There you go, Tasha. There you go, Tasha. But first for myself. Like I know I had kind of asked y'all a little bit in the chat room, but just to hear it on air, get more of a deep response. What keeps y'all so grounded?
Say that again? I didn't hear
you.
Said
what keeps us grounded.
I think
that one of the things that has kept us so grounded is the journey that we've been on, doing it ourselves independently for so long.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a crazy thing when you go from performing on stage in front of thousands of people and then you come back home and you got to go out in the malls and go sell your CDs again and deal with people, you know, putting you down and basically saying, well, you know, y'all still doing this, you know. So it's a humbling experience in itself, and it keeps you grounded. It keeps you, it shows you that you're not better than anybody else. Everybody's just a person, you know what I mean? And that's the way we are when we go out, and when we were on MTV, you know, that's how we treat everybody. We're
just some guys that said, let's sing. I mean, we worked hard at it, and we are where we are today. So we know that if anybody does it, they can be successful too at anything they want to do. And I guess that's the real thing that keeps us grounded, is that we know that this isn't something that we just got. We had to work hard for it, and we're still working hard for it. So it's a humbling experience.
Yeah, I think when you have your heart into something really good, you know, it's kind of, it makes it more fun for you to do what you love to do, and you get more involved in whatever. So I can kind of see that's what's coming out of y'all.
Right. Feel that.
Well, thank you so much, Daddy.
Yeah, that was all my questions.
All right, thank you.
We appreciate it.
You're welcome, man.
Thank you so much. Now, I had another question for you guys. Now, you've been in the business, you know, for like 10 years now, and there's still a lot more people trying to just get out there, because I run into people all the time that are trying to kind of break into the music business. And can you kind of give those folks some tips or some advice, you know, on what the best way to do that is for them, you know, something that worked for you guys?
Use the internet. Use the free promotion on all these networking sites.
Yeah,
you know?
One thing about the industry nowadays is that it's changing. They're in a funk, and they don't know what they're doing yet. So really what you got to do is just look for the new thing that's happening. Look for the new way to get your name out there, and always keep your eyes open to new opportunities and new avenues of just promoting yourself and getting yourself out there.
And don't quit.
The thing that worked for us, and that's what worked for us. Just you know, going out there saying this is what we're gonna do, and not take no for an answer, no matter what.
Continuing to try to find a way.
Everybody can trailblaze their own path right now.
So now, are you on other sites besides the social networking sites? You know, like the music sites, like Reverb Nation, and
We're on Reverb Nation. We're on iMeme. We're on Last.fm.
Singersroom.com right now with our new single, Get At Me.
Yeah. MySpace, Facebook, Bebo, you can name them all. Mehente, Black Planet. Yeah, we're on
overseas sites like Party Peeps.
If you want to find your time, you can just Google our name and everything will come up.
All right, I hope everybody's listening to that. And you'll probably get a whole lot of hits tonight, so you check yourself on the internet, you know, later on tonight or tomorrow, and see what happens, because a lot of things happen after you've been on a show like this, especially when we put in keywords and things. I think the main thing that's important when you have, you know, your internet presence is that you use the right keywords and tags for yourself. You know, you think of everything you can think of for whatever you're trying to, you know, tell people, and whatever message you're trying to put out there. Everything has to do with your album and your shows, where you're from, your name, all that stuff, because those things bring up everything for you, and that's what people are searching for, and that's how you can get that exposure. I do put a lot of that stuff out there for the other artists. Whenever I put an event up, or, you know, if I post like a little video, like the little video thing that I just created, and I was just messing around, put one in there for you guys too. It allows you to optimize all of that information too. So, you know, that's another way for those new artists out there. If you're trying to, you know, get out there and be popular, you can build your fan base by being online and creating that huge presence without actually spending a whole lot of money, because a lot of this stuff is free. So what I'll be doing, if you visit our website at MingleZoneNetwork.ning.com, or if you go to the MySpace page, we'll be having some links to a lot of those different things. And a lot of those Jatana also have on their website. And don't forget to go on iTunes and create your own store, because you can also put your music on there. So, you know, there's a lot of resources, and these guys are taking advantage of it. So, you know, it's helping them out a lot. You see what's doing for them, it can happen for you all as well. So, now I wanted to ask us some kind of crazy questions. Tell me what your favorite foods are.
Yeah,
I heard you guys like to eat. So, what are your,
on and on.
What are your favorite foods?
We like everything.
I think we like more than just like a favorite food. We like styles of cooking. Like, I know we like Southeast Asian type foods and like Caribbean food and, you know, what else? Italian. I mean, like,
we like everything.
We like everything.
Like, we like to cook. We all at the office. We have a kitchen. We sit here. When we eat lunch, we cook. You know, so that's what we love to do. That takes the stress away.
When we were on MTV, we were known as the cooking group. All the other groups used to come to our apartments and just come eat dinner with us because they knew we would be cooking.
Well, the next time I am in Jersey and you guys at home, I'm going to stop by and just bring you some of my famous macaroni and cheese casserole.
Oh, okay.
I know you like soul food, and every Thanksgiving and Christmas we have this awesome macaroni and cheese contest amongst my family, and I'm making the best.
Jake macaroni and cheese is up. Jake is holding the title around here. You might have to
we're going to have a contest now.
Bobby Flay style with Jake.
Uh-oh. We'll have a contest now, but I bet you can't top my chicken potato salad. I'm going to have to hook you up with that one, too.
Leave that one up to you.
Okay, it's good. Grilled chicken and potatoes, you got to taste it. It's awesome.
That's the stuff.
Now, I know a lot of people, when they promote themselves and they market themselves, they always have stuff like, you know, like, T-shirts and things like that. Are you guys approached by companies to endorse their products at all?
We're looking to be. Are there any companies listening right now? We will endorse you and promote your product. We will promote your products. Yeah. No, but we've had a couple companies, but never really nothing. We like to do things ourselves, so we did our own Love Changes things, T-shirts and everything. And, you know, you can hit us up if you want to get one. We do sell those. They're not in mass production right now, so, you know, they're select. But
they will be soon.
Yeah, because, you know, those things are also really good for promoting, especially some other products and stuff that they have out there, like, you know, like cell phone covers and things like that. Because if you're going to be online promoting, you're going to have to start picking up on some of those kind of things, too, because they have this music player called Bizmo, and Bizmo lets you put your music on. You can sell your music from that, but it also lets you put your autographed pictures on there. Like if you have T-shirts, if you have like books, or your whole CD or whatever you want to put on there, and you can check that out too. And they already do all the, you know, the distribution stuff and the design. You just give them what you want to put on there, so you might want to check them out too. And I hear they're looking for, you know, some double mint gum representatives, since they don't have the previous one anymore.
Oh, okay, we're going to stay out of that one.
Neil got that now.
Did he?
Yeah, he got the song for double mint now.
Aw. But there's a whole bunch of stuff out there. You guys drink milk?
Who was that?
You guys drink milk? So you got to check all those things out. So we wanted to see you everywhere. We want you to monopolize the music world. Now, can you think that You might have an opportunity to work with some other guys like Quincy Jones or Clive Davis at any time. Is that something that you might think about doing?
Oh, we would love to work with Quincy Jones. There's a lot of people that we would love to work with that we, you know, grew up listening to that have inspired us, you know. And hopefully we will get to work with all those people. That, you know, that would be a dream come true.
Yeah, I can see that happening. And I have Quincy on my MySpace and my Facebook and stuff like that. And I often send him emails telling him about the artists and just promoting the show. So who knows? With all the attention that we're getting here, he just might have some people listening in. You never know. So, you know,
yeah.
I'm going to continue to be there to help support you with that. Now, I want to really, really help you out with this Get At Me song. So I'm going to play that again because I want everybody who, because
okay.
We got people in and out right now. It's like all these people are just getting off of work and say, oh, I got to go check them out. So I'm going to keep playing this for you guys in the chat room and you listeners who are not in the chat room. And I advise you to pop in there because our guests are sitting in there talking to everybody and having a blast. So you guys need to get in there and say something while you got a chance. So right now I'm going to go ahead and play Get At Me again because I love that beat. That beat is so nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
tell you, I can just see that that is going to be like a serious, serious hit. Oh, man, I cannot wait.
We just appreciate you playing it for us.
Being on the show with you.
I could play it all night. Did you guys see the video that I created?
No, we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance.
You got
to
send that.
All right, well, I emailed the link to you, so check it out, because I was just messing around, but I thought that was just so nice. Like, I played, like, a montage of your three of your songs and a bunch of your pictures, and it has these cool effects to it, so I'm sure the fans will love to have something like that, too.
Oh,
so
cool.
When you get a chance, just check it out. So now I just wanted to also let you know that Mingle Zone Network is also going to be putting together a radio broadcaster magazine for internet radio hosts to advertise in, as well as post articles about their featured guests. So, you know, I'd like to put the invitation out to you guys to be one of my first guests to be interviewed, and the first issue is going to actually be out in July, like the first week of July. So that'll be like perfect, because you got your album coming out as well. So I can help you with a little promotion on that too. And it's going to be emailed to at least 4 million people on the internet. So trust me, a lot of people are going to see that. I'll make sure I put all your links and everything in there as well. So I'll like kind of work with your management team to schedule a time to like interview you for the article, and then you can just tell us some more stuff that you want to share with us, and we'll have some nice photos and things like that, so we can really help you with promoting your album. And I'll be so happy to do that with you guys.
We appreciate
so good
the support.
Now, are you in any other magazines out there, like whether it's on the internet or not? Have you done any articles or anything like that?
Yeah, we've done magazine articles. We were in Black Beat and Today's Black Woman, Black Man Magazine. What else are we in? What other magazines are we in? I can't remember. But yeah, we've been in several online magazines also. We were in a couple Latin magazines. So, we've gotten a little bit of exposure from that, but we could use some more. All the magazines listening right now.
I'll add us.
Well, I know a few, so I'll make sure that I send them some information. And don't worry, I'll get you hooked up.
Not worried. You got it.
Yeah, we're going to hook you up. So, let me go play one of our promos, because I got to represent my radio staff and my radio, you know, people who do my promos and you know, help me out and holding it down, things like that. So I need to just throw that out there. And then, of course, you know, I have my other artists that don't want me to forget about them too. But it's just my little promo for Mingle Zone Network Radio. I just want you guys to hear it so that you can continue to come here and visit us. We're going to be on every day starting June 1st. We're going to be on every day. But we're going to actually be putting Jatan on every day the rest of this week up until Sunday. So, you know, all your friends who missed the show, make sure you tell them about it so they can come and put it in their favorites, and then, you know, just catch the show again and get some more of that great music. So let me go ahead and throw out my...
Some drops for you, because we'll send them out to you ASAP.
Oh, cool. That would be so great. I could use some more stuff in there, because I like to continue dedicating, you know, like a whole hour to you guys and, you know, playing some music in there. But when you get the album out there, make sure you hook me up so I can really, really just blast it, because we're going to just blast it everywhere. So, you know. But I'm going to throw my promo on there, and then we're going to come back for our final words to fans across the world.
This is Ravenda from Mingle Zone Network, bringing you the hottest unsigned underground R&B pop artists worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Friday nights at 9 p.m. Don't miss some of the hottest tracks.
today. NetCon BlogTalkRadio, BlogTalkRadio.com/ Legal Zone.
This has been a Mingle Zone Network. Sound off now. Blog Talk Radio promotion exclusive.
All right, that was my feature promo for all the new artists that come in on Fridays. We usually have our hip-hop group coming in on Friday nights. We also have other R&B guests that pop in on Wednesday nights. And you guys know James Dennis. James is promoting the Latin Beats Jazz series over in Philly. So we have a lot of jazz guests coming up as well. So, you know, when you guys have some time, you know, you can come and check out the show too. And the best thing about Blog Talk Radio is that you can actually save it on your iTunes, and then you can transfer it from your iTunes to your iPod so you can carry the show with you. So if you guys want to listen to yourselves, critique for future interviews or whatever you want to do, you want to just, you know, play it for somebody else, just make sure you, you know, save the show and, you know, put it in your iTunes, put it on your iPod, and just take it with you when you go on your tours. And we would appreciate all the downloads and, you know, that you guys in our chat room will be able to do for us and all you listeners. So make us one of your favorites, because we're going to be bringing more and more and more people to our show to help promote their music. And as you can see, we've got the best of the best on today. So now, guys, tell our fans some messages you would like to share with them right now before we go.
June 30th.
We love y'all.
June 30th, love changes things. We really want this to be a movement for people. It's not just the title of an album. It's something that we live by. So, you know, we want people to listen to this music and let it inspire you. Let it be something that you, you know, listen to all the time. Get the album. We love all of the people that have been supporting us since day one. We appreciate that. You know, we want to shout out to Climax Entertainment, the company, and all the staff there that's been holding us down for 6 years, and our dad, Funkmaster General Jake Evans Jr., for holding us down for 10 years. And, you know, it's been great. And we hope that y'all keep supporting us. Get the album June 30th, and the MySpace is myspace.com/JUTAUN. Hit us up. We answer every message ourselves, for real, and we do comment people all the time just out the blue, and we try to keep in touch with all of our friends and fans on there, and there's a lot of people, but we do try to get to everybody, so hit us up, and, you know, we keep contact. And on Facebook,
yeah,
too.
If you made the switch to Facebook, we're on there strong.
Most people have. And Twitter, twitter.com/JUTAUN, same thing, so hit us up on there. You can follow us.
All right, well, there you have it, folks. You have no reason not to communicate, and you have no reason not to go and get that album, because we are really putting it out there, and you're going to just see it every day this week. The most times that we usually have a show is like after 8 o'clock, so if you want to catch Jatan again, we're going to have them on every night this week. We're going to put it on any time between 7 and 9. Kind of work around the schedule on other days that we have other artists. So Thursday and Friday we know for sure are going to be like 8 o'clock. And Saturday, and then Sunday we're going to play the guys in the afternoon for the people who are just popping in from church or just waking up, because it's a Sunday afternoon. So don't forget to come to Mingle Zone Network Radio and check us out. And we want to say goodbye to the guys, and thank you so much for stepping in and hanging with us for a couple of hours to tell us about your new album and play some wonderful music for us. And you are just such a genuine artist, and, you know, there's no reason in this world we shouldn't be listening to you on that mad stream radio. And we want to do whatever we can to get you out there, because, you know, there's no reason for you not to, you know, be out there even more than you are already. So thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you. It was our pleasure.
Definitely.
And one more time, what's happening on June 30th?
Love Changes Things, our album. Anywhere you can get it on the internet, exclusively digital release.
All right now. So I'm going to end the show with Is It Love Again? Because that's such a beautiful way. And, you know, it's getting late, so people are probably ready to relax. So we're going to put that on now and say goodnight to our guest, Jatan. And you are the bomb, guys. And I will catch up with you later and give you some more information on where to find the links that I'm going to be posting this show on, as well as get back to you on the magazine interview, okay?
Okay,
thank you so much.
No problem, guys. You have a wonderful night.
You too. God bless.
It's amazing the way you
I was, I got to work on my 9:30. I had to beg my boss not to fire me. What you want me to do? What you want me to do? You ain't do nothing for me. I cannot believe that I had so many people on here. This is like amazing.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.